sun, little darling. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right. It's all right. Here comes the sun.
This is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Frontlines, your national movement-building show. Very happy to be in studio today. And we're going to talk today about two related subjects. First, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton on Palestine, a subject I've already begun to talk to you about in previous shows. But it's just haunting me, actually, the conversation I spent last night. I'm writing an article about this, and I spent last night reading again and again Bernie Sanders' statements on Palestine and then Hillary Clinton's statements, and I want to read from their transcripts and, of course, make comments as I go along. But the second thing is that I want to go to the phones early today at 818-985-5735, probably around 4:20 Los Angeles time, to talk about the California primary that's coming up on Tuesday, June 7th. Now, I would like to go to the phones and give either 1 or 2 minutes, depending on how many calls. I hope that there are so many calls that I can get you in 1 minute. It's not going to be hard. I think we should vote for Hillary Clinton for this reason. Don't do three. You won't get her in a minute. This is my main reason. This is my main criticism of Bernie Sanders. Just do it in a sentence or two or three or four. No introduction, no prelude. Then the next person gets on. For Bernie Sanders, this is my main reason, this is my main criticism of Hillary Clinton. Also, don't get on and tell me I hate the Democrats and it's a bourgeois system. Not because I disagree with you, actually, but because the specific subject is there is a real election happening, and I do believe there's a real choice, but that's another conversation. Everybody thinks there's a real choice who's participating in this process. So I'm asking, since there are many other chances to be on the show, 818-985-5735, I'm asking you to limit your remarks to the Democratic primary, the subsequent Tuesday, today is Tuesday, the next Tuesday, June 7th, and what you think is best about the candidate you support. Okay, 818-985-5735. For those of you smart, you can start queuing up now, even though you won't get on until 4:20. We will go in the order of who calls us, 818-985-5735. So, I'm happy that G is in the studio. I'm happy that Channing Martinez, our producer, is always there to help me. And both of them will be on the phones when you call. But I want to just read more stuff from Bernie and Hillary for you to make your own decisions. And I will certainly indicate on the issues my strong support for Bernie Sanders on Palestine and my strong opposition to Hillary Clinton on Palestine. I'm not saying how to vote or not vote. I'm simply trying to say on this issue. This is Eric Mann. You're on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, streaming live on the web at www.kpfk.org, where you can hear the show. And also do check out and register on our site, www.voicesfromthefrontlines.com. All the back shows are there. Some of the articles I've written are also on there. Some wonderful back shows that you can download. Julian Lamb, our technician and computer guy, he breaks out both. You can hear the whole show, but he also shows you the individual components. So if you just want to listen to a 20-minute particular interview like my conversation with Blaise Bonpain, you can just click on that. Okay? That's voicesfromthefrontlines.com. And finally, you can reach me at eric@voicesfromthefrontlines.com. All right, so here's the speech that Bernie Sanders planned to give to AIPAC. AIPAC is the American Israel Political Action Committee. For some of you who should know, it is, you talk about the Koch brothers, nothing compared to these guys. This is the most powerful lobby in Congress. Like the NRA, I'll put it up with the NRA, they make it hell for you if you don't 120% support Israel. No support with a criticism. No support with any concern about the Palestinians. They demand full unequivocal support, and they will put their money where their mouth is, and they got a lot of money. Secondly, they claim, AIPAC, to speak for the Jewish community, which they don't. They speak for the most conservative reactionary elements in the Jewish community. They don't. There's even other groups trying to be on Capitol Hill with a lighter touch about Israel. And they, in fact, attack Jews like myself, many of us, who are pro-Palestinian, anti-Israeli policy and even an Israeli role in the world as what they call self-hating Jews. No, we're not self-hating Jews. I wrote an article in Counterpunch you should check out called Palestine Will Win, Solidarity from a Self-Respecting Jew. So, on that. So, here's Bernie Sanders. The first thing is he didn't go to AIPAC in the middle of the New York primary. Now, I realize I am going to do a lot of commenting here, and we'll still go on the phones. You're doing great. 818-985-5735. You're queuing up, I promise. Wherever I am in the conversation, 425 at the latest, in blood, you'll be on. I already got five people on. You get it. You have a minute or two to say, I support Bernie or I support Hillary. Here's my main reason, and here's my disagreement with the other candidate. Boom, boom, boom. You know how to do it. Okay. So have you ever listened to the New York Democratic primary? It's horrible. The Democrats run there, and they trip over each other to see who's more hawkish on Israel, with the assumption, of course, there's 3 million Jews in New York. The vast majority of Jews in the United States are in New York. And they assume that all the Jews are very pro-Israel and hate the Palestinians. And just in case, they are worse than even the hardline Israelis. I mean, they'll run and say, if I'm elected, I promise to bomb Palestine. If I'm elected, I will give $40 billion to Israel. Oh, yeah, I'll give $50 billion. I'm going to take a stand against those, you know, and I won't go through some terrible things. They don't mean it. I mean, they generally mean it. U.S. policy is super pro-Israel and horrible to the people of Palestine. But, I mean, it gets bizarre and creepy to listen to this. So, imagine Bernie Sanders, a Jew from Vermont, who grew up in Brooklyn, going to the New York primary. He's not going to the Idaho primary where nobody cares about Israel or Palestine. He's going into the heart of the perceived Jewish community, and as a Jew, doing some terrific statements on Palestine. Secondly, his constituency is not, unfortunately, a third world supporting constituency. Most of the white people in particular who support Bernie are trapped in this Citizens United, 99% versus 1%, economic democracy, the middle class, we want our student loans paid back. They don't care about Palestine. They don't. You should, if you're you, but they don't. So he had nothing to gain and everything to lose in New York. He needed a victory against Hillary. I have to say I'm very impressed. So having said that, here's a couple of his statements. I will not read all his pro forma support of Israel. Just trust. When you run, even if you're going to make criticism, you start by, I'm a great friend of Israel, I love Israel, Israel's wonderful, I promise to support Israel, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay, the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, you get it. You start with that. But listen to this. He says, I'm here to tell you, if elected, Bernie Sanders, I will work tirelessly to advance the cause of peace as a partner, as a friend to Israel. But to be successful, we have to be a friend not only to Israel, but to the Palestinian people who are in Gaza. They suffer from an unemployment rate of 44%, the highest in the world, and a poverty rate nearly equal to that. There is too much suffering in Gaza to be ignored. Should be obvious. No one says that. Peace will require the unconditional recognition by all of Israel's right to exist. It will require an end to attacks of all kinds against Israel. But peace also means security for every Palestinian. It means achieving self-determination, civil rights and economic well-being for the Palestinian people. The first thing you need to understand, and I need to understand better, is Palestine has been reduced to an outdoor concentration camp. There is no, as the person from the Palestine Authority said, don't talk about a two-state solution. One is occupying the other country. There is not a second state. Israel will not let us have a second state. We don't have ports. We don't have self-governments. It's a police state. Palestine is a police state imposed on the Palestinian people by the Israelis. So when you say self-determination for the Palestinians, civil rights and economic well-being, that's already a profound challenge. But he goes on, peaceful ending what amounts to the occupation of Palestinian territory. Now, the occupation, Israel will not accept that it's an occupation. It is. This is big. Agreeing to mutually agreed upon borders, pulling back settlements in the West Bank. That's why I joined much of the international community, including U.S. State Department, in voicing my concern that Israel's recent expropriation of an additional 570 acres of land in the West Bank undermines the peace process and ultimately Israeli security as well. It is absurd for elements within the Netanyahu government to suggest that building more settlements in the West Bank is the appropriate response to the most recent violence. It is also not acceptable that the Netanyahu government decided to withhold hundreds of millions of shekels in tax revenues from the Palestinians, which it is supposed to collect on their behalf. And peace will also mean ending the economic blockade of Gaza. Did you know there was an economic blockade? It will mean a sustainable and equitable distribution of precious water resources so Israel and Palestine can both thrive as neighbors. Did you know that the Palestinians have virtually no water? Right now, Israel controls 80% of the water reserves in the West Bank. Inadequate water supply has contributed to the degradation and desertification, meaning growing deserts, of Palestinian land. A lasting peace will have to recognize Palestinians are entitled to control their own lives, and there's nothing in human life needs more than water. Peace will require strict adherence by both sides to the tenets of international humanitarian law. This includes Israel ending disproportionate responses to being attacked, even though any attack on Israel is unacceptable. 818-985-5735. Try to queue up. We have six people already who want to give their opinion on Hillary or Bernie. So a couple more things on Bernie before I move to Hillary. Go online, read Bernie's whole speech, read Hillary's whole speech, make your own decision. There's a terrific section in the debate where Hillary Clinton, of course, accuses Bernie Sanders of being soft on Israel and everything. And he, again, I have to give this guy credit. He says, get to the point. Yes or not, Israel's response to the Palestinian people was disproportionate. They killed 1,500 people. Yes or not, Hillary, get to that point. He's a Jew in New York having that conversation. And she, as you listen, I don't know what she says, but it's. I mean, I heard it, but it was like no words. She would not say. Now, disproportionate to me is a weak word. It's genocide. It's not just disproportionate. One group of people is starving to death. We hear they have 80, no water. They're occupied. So if they use a weapon, they send a very weak missile into Israeli territory to just do something. The response from the Israeli government is not just, quote, disproportionate. It's punitive. It's barbaric. Nonetheless, the word disproportionate inside the fascist debate in the United States about Israel and Palestine is revolutionary. I repeat, is revolutionary. And then we're going to get to Hillary. And some of the stuff with Hillary, I think I'm going to also, I want you to go online, but I'm also going to paraphrase a few things because I read it six or seven times, and I also, of course, read you some things. She yells at him, you can't be neutral. You can't be neutral. You have to pick sides, which she also says to AIPAC. Well, you can't be neutral? He is saying U.S. policy must tilt towards Palestine. He said that also to Anderson Cooper. Okay, I don't have to overstate. I have not been so excited about a candidate taking on an issue with the clarity and guts, just one issue that I care so deeply about, as the way Bernie Sanders has addressed the question of Palestine. Now Hillary Clinton. Again, go online, read the whole thing. She talks about your support to Israel helped us expand security intelligence cooperation, develops the Iron Dome missile defense system, build a global coalition to impose the toughest sanctions in history on Iran, and so much more. All right, this is, by the way, a dig at President Obama about Iran. President Obama was not just trying to have the toughest sanctions. He was trying to avoid a showdown with Iran, which he successfully carried out, and Hillary Clinton did not support that. Let's be clear. She wanted a bloodthirsty occupation of Iran, even if people starved to death, which they did in Iraq and so forth. The Iron Dome means that Israel and the United States are building a military system in Israel to protect itself, allegedly, from Hamas and Hezbollah. It's a joke. They're mainly just making Israel into an impregnable military country. Then she says, this is really scary. This is especially true at a time when Israel faces brutal terrorist stabbings, shootings, and vehicle attacks at home. Parents worry about letting their children walk down the street. Families live in fear. Just a few weeks ago, a young American veteran and West Point graduate named Taylor Force was murdered by a Palestinian terrorist near the Jaffa port. These attacks must end immediately, and Palestinian leaders need to stop inciting violence, stop celebrating terrorists as martyrs, and stop paying rewards to their families. Wait a minute. This is setting the grounds for genocide. This is making the Palestinians the aggressors, telling specific stories of one or two incidents of people fighting back. And the concept of paying rewards to their family, stop celebrating terrorists as martyrs, you get it. It's part of genocide is to denigrate the people that you're killing as savages to justify white settler state savagery, which is what Hillary Clinton is an advocate of. To be in front of, you have to understand AIPAC is a group of screaming lunatics, right-wing Israeli and Jewish lunatics who can't hate the Palestinian people enough. But in case they couldn't, Hillary Clinton was helping them. That is why I believe we must take our alliance to the next level. I hope a new 10-year defense memorandum of understanding is concluded as soon as possible to meet Israel's security needs far into the future. We're calling for an end to all U.S. aid to Israel, and she's calling for a 10-year, quote, defense program. The United States should provide Israel with the most sophisticated defense technology, which it already has, so it can deter and stop any threats. That includes bolstering Israeli missile defenses with a new system like the Arrow 3, David Sling, and we should work together to develop better tunnel detection, technology to prevent armed smuggling, kidnapping, and terrorist attacks. You know, when I was a kid, used to watch what we call Cowboys and Indians movies. I was 5 years old. I was Brooklyn. I didn't get it. Every movie would start with the Indians killing women and children of the white folks. And then the cowboys would spend the next 2 hours killing Indians, setting the stage for that murder. It wasn't in any way perceived that the first 2 hours was killing Indians. And then the Native Americans, indigenous people, Indians rose up against them. You couldn't show that. The sequencing of the abuse and the resistance was critical to supporting genocide against the indigenous people. And it's critical the way Hillary Clinton is taking a guy who stabbed somebody and saying she wants a 10-year military program to give them Israeli missile defense. I got to keep my promise about 5 minutes, but there's one quote. This is not funny. Hillary Clinton says to AIPAC, of course, some of us remember a woman, Golda Meir, leading Israel's government decades ago and wonder what's taking us so long here in America. I was going to do a cartoon to say I support a woman for president. That woman would be Elizabeth Warren, Angela Davis, and think of, you know, 7 or 8 really amazing, progressive, revolutionary women. And then I was going to say, in the cartoon, but we do not want to support Hillary Clinton, Golda Meir, and Margaret Thatcher. And in my mind, I said, well, I don't know. It's a good concept. Don't stretch it. And then I read this last night and said, I can't believe that Hillary Clinton is channeling Golda Meir. Now, who's Golda Meir? She was considered the toughest man in Israel. That was the remark. The Iron Lady. And it was said she used that term before Margaret Thatcher. Again, note the relationship of Golda Meir and Margaret Thatcher, and now Hillary Clinton. Golda Meir worked with, I believe, I want to get my facts, I believe the French and British and Israel invaded Egypt during her tenure to seize the Suez Canal, which was only in Egypt, from the Egyptians and give it back to so-called the West, to overthrow the Nasser regime in Egypt, which is one of the most progressive revolutionary regimes in the Third World. And the only reason that they withdrew is because the United States, in this case, demanded that they withdraw. This was an, you know, I won't get my dates right. So this is what Hillary Clinton is promising the people of AIPAC, that if she's elected, she, like Golda Meir, will invade Third World countries, will seize their assets, seize their self-determination. It's very scary that to get the votes of AIPAC, she wants to identify with one of the most reactionary women politicians, a pro-imperialist, racist politician, Golda Meir. And I would argue, after reading this speech, and you have to read it yourself, this is the most pro-imperialist, bellicose, racist speech I can ever remember. And you have to listen to her voice because it's scary, scary stuff. I say in an article, I'm going to read, it's almost like accompanied by a Prussian marching band. Israel and the United States will march into the future together to suppress the terrorism of the people of Palestine and all over the world. Read it. If you think I'm exaggerating, go read it word for word and make your own decision. 818-985-5735. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, now it turns to you. And what we're going to do now is take Michael, Scott, Stephanie, Marcy, Mar, Pamela, 818-985-5735, your minute to tell us your opinion on who you plan to vote for on June 7th, why, and what you don't like about the other candidate, if you don't. But folks, boom, 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 okay? We can make it happen. I'm in studio with Alan Minsky, the program director of KPFK, my partner in crime. We do all the fundraising drives together. And as you call 818-985-5735, nobody will penalize you if you make a contribution to the station. You don't have to wait till the next fund drive. Alan, I'm excited. We have a lot of people. So let's go to the phones. 818-985-5735. I won't comment for at least the first three or four. Let's just run it out. Morris, thank you for being on the line. You're from Long Beach. Who are you for and why, Morris?
I'm voting, and I don't like war. More talk, more peace. Maybe send the Peace Corps. I'm voting. Well, who do you choose? The Democrat, Republican? I feel like a fool. I'm voting. I'm voting for a man, or a woman, or a trans, or a lovely lesbian. I'm voting. Not for Hillary Clinton. I don't want another war. I don't want another killing. I'm voting. No Jeb Bush.
That was great. Did you get to who you're voting for?
I think he's gone.
Okay. I didn't know the punchline, but it was a terrific warm-up. Mitchell in Silver Lake, what's up? Who you for? Who you against? Get right to the point. Why?
It's actually Michael.
I'm sorry, Michael.
That's no problem. I'm supporting Bernie Sanders because he is, in my lifetime, and I'm a millennial, he is the only major presidential candidate who has ever actually tried to reform the campaign finance system and take it away from the plutocrats who have taken over our country. He's also would be, were he elected, he would be the first really economically liberal president since LBJ. And, you know, we've been shifting right, so let me shift to why I can't support
Hillary. Yeah, you're right. Get right to Hillary. Good. You're doing great. You're doing great.
Okay. I can't support Hillary because she is not, she's described herself as a Goldwater girl. She's economically conservative and she's a war hawk. So she doesn't want to, you know, expand Social Security and help people pay for college and do all the things that we need to do to get back to that New Deal style politics and Great Society politics of FDR through LBJ. She wants to go to war and not rock the boat and free trade until we're working for 30 cents an hour.
Thanks, Michael. Michael, you did great. Go check out the New York Times article H is for Hillary, H is for Hawk. Thanks, Michael. Scott. What's up, Scott?
Can you hear me?
You're speaking very loud. Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. Well, I greatly appreciate the show today. I just want to say that I'm voting for Bernie Sanders, no question, hands down. Bernie Sanders is a visionary. He is somebody who is able. He's the only candidate really talking about the issues we need to be thinking about at this time in history. Don't know what Hillary's talking about half the time. She never commits to anything. She's going to probably, that's because she's getting ready to support more of the same for the people who are backing her. As far as Bernie Sanders, I can tell who he is. If you look at his voting record and what he's done, he's always stood up for the exact same things he's talking about doing in the future. With Hillary, when she talks, if you look at her record, she's gone in a lot of different directions, many of them militaristic, many of them not particularly wise in terms of international relations. If you look at Bernie, when he talks about international relations, the first thing he talks about is dignity for all. And that's what I want to see. I want to see everybody have a fair chance in this world. So there, I'm going to leave it there.
Nice job. So nicely done. 818-985-5735. We'd love to hear from you. Our listeners know how to get to the point and score a point. This is great. This is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Frontlines, KPFK 90.7 FM, in studio with Alan Minsky. And we want to just keep hearing from you, and then Alan and I will have some thoughts after three or four more. We want some more calls. We've got about five or six on the board. When we get 30, 818-985-5735. Who are you going to vote for on June 7th, and what's your reasoning? What do you like about the candidate you're for? What's the main reason you don't like about the candidate you're against? All right, Stephanie, let's hear it.
From Lenox, that's part of Inglewood.
Yeah, good.
I'm 20 years old. I'm for Bernie, as I think many young people are, because he's for spreading the message of and truth. And when you look at what he's standing behind the movement, the resurgence of the movement of the 60s and the 70s, that were put on pause, and we have coming back up. And I oppose Hillary because when you look back at her history and you learn her truth and what she's been behind, you can't unlearn that. You can't go back from that. So once you're exposed to her, there is no, I'm voting for Hillary. It's just, I'm voting for Bernie, and I'm voting for what is now a true Democrat, when the Democratic Party, as Robert Wolf said, is becoming the equivalent of the modern Republican Party.
Well, beautifully said, I have to say, Stephanie, and I want to say with only one comment is, as somebody who was in the movement of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000, 2020, you're absolutely right. A lot of the issues of 60s and 70s have been put on pause, and it's just a very good formulation. All right, Marcus in Venice. Can we hear you, Marcus? And we have Adele, Jim, Jane, keep going.
Hello?
Who do I got?
This is Marcy Winograd.
Hey, Marcy Winograd, what's happening?
Yes. Well, first of all, Eric, thank you so much for this wonderful hour. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this. Of course, I'm supporting Bernie Sanders. I ran the delegate election in the 33rd Congressional District, and I've been blogging about the courage that he showed in not appearing at that AIPAC conference. And I support Bernie Sanders because he is our hope for world peace. He is courageous, and Hillary Clinton is so militaristic that I could barely bring myself to vote for her. I don't know if I could ever vote for her. I do want to say something, and that is that when Hillary Clinton appeared before AIPAC, she was very clear that she wanted to join with Israel and AIPAC in beating back what has been a successful campaign, boycott, divestment, sanctions for Palestinian rights against Israel. And in California today, as we speak, the Assembly is crafting amendments to a dangerous bill, AB 2844, which could be voted on as early as Thursday. And this bill would mandate the Attorney General publish a target list, blacklist, whatever you want to call it, of companies and sole proprietorships, Danny Glover, Harry Belafonte, Alice Walker, anyone who has their own company, any performer who furthers a boycott of Israel could never be contracted with to perform or to do business in the state of California or with any municipality. And this has been flying through the Assembly committees. It's going to go to the floor by the end of the week. Please, if you're listening, vote, you know, urge your Assembly person to vote against AB 2844. This is in line with what Hillary was talking about at AIPAC. And the Assemblyman who is championing this horrific bill, Assemblyman Richard Bloom from my own district, Santa Monica, he said he was inspired by Hillary's speech. And he's so glad that Hillary is backing this effort to fight free speech in California.
Well, Marcy Winograd, you're a terrific organizer. I've known you, of course. You're great on the peace movement. You're great on everything. Just a couple of minutes on that. I'm sorry, you know, in my preparation, I only saw the attacks on the boycott, divestment, and sanctions last night when I was reading the speech, and I'm so sorry I didn't raise it, and thank you so much. It's terrifying.
Oh, no.
It's terrifying, yeah. Because she's talking about how we have to stand up against anti-Semitism and why the people that support boycott, divestment, and sanctions from Israel are anti-Semites. It's in the speech. And,
yeah,
and
it's so disturbing.
It's beyond disturbing, and I think you're absolutely right. What the other woman said is, it is, let's put it this way, it's, for those who support Hillary Clinton, it's going to be a very interesting thing if you can really pull that lever after listening to this. And, Marcy, I want to get you on, it's worth another 2 minutes to try to defeat this bill. Everybody else listen very
sure.
carefully. Slow it down a little. You're doing great.
Okay,
so
sure.
It's the AB...
It's
Assembly
AB
2844, right.
AB 2844, Assembly Bill 2844. It has a number of multiple co-sponsors, co-authors. The principal author is Assemblyman Richard Bloom of Santa Monica, covers, you know, Eldon down to Beverly Hills. Also, Senator Ben Allen is another author. Hannah Beth Jackson, head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, is an author of this bill. It's a very dangerous bill. Because what it does is it says to the Attorney General's office, you must draw up a list of any company, and that could be a multinational company,
right.
or it could be a sole proprietorship, a musician. Put these people on this list, and then the state can never contract with them, nor can a city. I mean, if a city has a film festival, they couldn't show, presumably couldn't show films produced by Danny Glover's film company, because Danny Glover or whoever would have furthered a boycott of another country. Initially, this bill was just to focus on Israel. If any company had boycotted Israel, they would be blacklisted, so to speak. But then there were concerns that that would be unconstitutional. So now they have broadened it to say that any company that engages in a discriminatory boycott against any country the United States recognizes would be effectively targeted.
Marcy, I'm going to hold you there for this reason. I want to pledge right now, you're going to be back on Voices next Tuesday at 4.
Okay.
We're going to organize this. I'm so glad you called. We wouldn't want to boycott South Africa either, you know. So I guess if you boycott South Africa, you boycott Israel, you get on the Hollywood blacklist. It's a great country of ours.
Yeah.
Marcy, great contribution.
Sure.
That's why I love running this show. And
we'll
be in touch, Marcy, and you'll definitely be on Voices next Tuesday to keep pushing this, which is the election.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Eric.
All right.
You're
good. Let's see. Is it Mar, M-A-R? Is that the right way to spell your name?
Yeah, it's me. It's Mark. It's good, good. Oh, anyway, it won't be Bernie nor Hillary. I'm thinking long-term. I think if it's time for Trump, if the American people want it, the economy is going to crash. Let him be in control with the Republican Party is already in a total mess. Let's not have someone self-declare socialist in office during a collapse of the economy, which is going to be a big one. I believe it's not going to take 2 years. So,
who do you support in the Democratic Party? I'm confused.
Well, definitely Hillary, and I support also KPFK since 1994. And I will stop if you do not apologize for calling Palestine a concentration camp, because that's exaggerated. Thank you.
Thank you very much. No, I will not apologize. The term an outdoor concentration camp that the Israelis are imposing on the Palestinians has been used in many articles that I've read. I certainly stand by it. Alan, you want to just say a few words about this whole boycott, divestment, and sanctions, and then we're going to get to Pamela, Aaron, Addie, Jim, Jane, and Michael. We're going to move fast, but we promise we'll get you all on.
I want to say? I want to thank you for the first half of the show. I thought that was incredibly powerful. And, I'm actually stunned by one of the politicians whose name was listed as a co-sponsor of the bill. I don't want to say any more about that, but yeah, I think that bill is atrocious. I also want to say, and I'm the program director of KPFK, it's important I say this, I obviously, with all of my soul, oppose anti-Semitism in all of its forms, and I take the position I do as a trenchant critic of Israeli state policy. And I see that as consistent with fighting anti-Semitism. So.
And I'll just say that I want to do more work as an individual with the divestment, boycott, and sanctions movement. I'm very moved by this, so I got to get more involved. And good work, comrades. Keep going. Don't worry. And, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. They're going to pass laws or not pass laws, and there'll be resistance. We got to defeat this law, but keep going. So boycott, divestment, and sanctions, everybody. Terrific work. We have great admiration for you. Alan and I are both Jews, and we both support it. And I guess Hillary doesn't like either of us. So let's see. Pamela from Pasadena. What's up? And thank you for your patience, Pamela. This is Eric Mann. You're on KPFK, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles. What's up?
Hi, thank you. Listen, I think, and I remember many decades of elections in this country, and my memory has to go back to John F. Kennedy before I can remember anybody who has really exhibited any visionary wisdom and moral courage comparable to Bernie Sanders. I don't think there's ever been a candidate, maybe since FDR, like Bernie Sanders. I think that he's the only possible candidate who's appropriate for the movement of our country into a new place in the world and a new world vision that would properly represent and would further the goals of our country that seems to have been completely forgotten. And as far as Hillary is concerned,
sorry, Pamela. Listen, and all of you, listen, whoever you're for, please do something before the primary. I'm not saying who you should be for, but it doesn't matter having an opinion if you're not going to turn out the vote for whatever you believe in. So let's understand that there's people in both camps who have campaign programs that are going to want you to call people. Do something besides have an opinion, okay? Aaron, Pasadena, 818-985-5735. This is Eric Mann, Alan Minsky. You're on Voices from the Frontlines. Aaron, would love to hear, what do you think? Who are you going to work for, and who are you going to work against? Are you going to vote? Are you going to vote next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Who are you going to vote for?
Well, I'm going to vote for Bernie.
And what's your main reason?
Because he's the right candidate. Very simple, in my opinion.
All right. Is there anything you want to say about Hillary Clinton, positive or negative?
No, but, Eric, this is kind of important because it kind of freaked me out this morning when I happened to be opening my mail, and I saw the sample ballot, and it didn't contain the presidential candidates. And I want to say something about that, I think.
No, you can. Okay, say it in 1 minute. I do want to hear it, and we'll investigate it. Go ahead, please.
Okay. So what I found out was that I called the registrar recorder's office, and they told me that the reason I didn't get a ballot with the presidential candidates in them is because they saw that by looking up my name and my address and all of that, that I had registered as a no party for no party preference in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last time I applied, for registration. Anyway, so because that was the last thing that I had done, that's why they didn't send me a ballot with the presidential candidates. But they said that you can ask for a crossover ballot when you get into the polling station and ask for a crossover ballot, for a Democratic Party. Because in the primary election in California, you can vote for three different parties for the primary election.
All right, I'm going to hold it there. The main point you're making, which is good, listen, I am a registered Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to vote in the Democratic primaries, not because I'm a Democrat. But his point is, I'm going to go to the next call. His point is that if you have not been given a ballot with the Democratic primary on it, you can still go to the polling place, which is very helpful. Tell them that you want to vote and you want a so-called crossover ballot, and that's a very big contribution. We appreciate it. Let's go to Jason in Van Nuys.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can always hear you guys. You're very present.
All right, fantastic. Well, I'm voting for Bernie Sanders for one very simple reason. In an election year where there is someone like Trump who is a complete buffoon and a con man running, the Democratic Party wants to convince us that someone who has 50% unfavorability ratings and is facing an indictment from the FBI who gloats about destroying Libya in an illegal war is our best chance of beating him. It is completely backwards and insane. Thank you.
Wow. I just want to say again, on this show, we can talk about the issues, but not who to vote for. But again, the thing that Muammar Gaddafi, who was overthrown by the United States, you got to read the article, Hillary for Hawk, in the New York Times. When she was Secretary of State and she started meeting with the military, there's a good story where she says, hey, guys, can we get a beer together? And then she tells them that Obama is soft on everybody, basically, and that she's really in charge and that she was the one who led the assassination and overthrow in the government of Libya. That, you know, one of the things to just say is that besides the fact that it's self-determination, for God's sake, it's their country, let them decide who they want to overthrow or not, the absolute human rights devastation of the so-called overthrow, these are at least societies that have an infrastructure. They have some logic to them. They have a culture to them. People understand. We live in a dictatorship, by the way. People are just. When you destroy the infrastructure, you create a civil war, which is, of course, the point. The country simply becomes an oil well, not a country. And there's mass starvation and mass human rights chaos. And yes, Hillary Clinton, as that very astute listener said, boasts about her role in Libya. Adele and Topanga. Can we get Adele and Topanga, Channing?
Hello?
Hi, Adele.
Patty and Topanga.
Well, Patty, I'd love to hear from Patty. I didn't like Adele anyway. How's Patty and Topanga?
I'm a big Bernie supporter, and I have been since he decided to run. Among his many admirable qualities are his recognition that the environment is a critical matter for everyone today, and I don't think that any of the other candidates have even an inkling of how important that is. I think he's a person of public service with a record that shows that. I was never a Hillary hater, but her tenure as Secretary of State showed me that she's not the kind of person that I want running our country. And I feel like it's very important that we point out actual things that her record shows. That's why I've been helping campaign.
That's great. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to ask to move. You did great, because we have 8 more callers and we want to get everybody at least on for a minute. No, it's great. Help me. Is it Jim from Pasadena? Am I running the board right? Hey, this is
Hello.
Eric Manu with Alan Minsky on KPFK. We've got about 5, you got 1 minute. Who are you for and why?
For Bernie Sanders, and for a very specific reason. I saw him speak, and when he talked about the Native American people and how his heart went out to them and the debt of gratitude, I thought, wow, here is a man who looks at the world as a whole. Even though the Native American voter isn't going to swing the election, the time he took to explain what the U.S. had done shocked and helped me understand how morally strong he is and made me a believer.
Nicely said, and thank you so much. That's the model of how to get to the point. Jane in Santa Monica, how you doing, Jane? Jane, are you on?
Ms. Winokur, for her contribution today. I'm voting for Bernie Sanders so fervently, excited about him, and I do all I can to campaign for him. The reason why is that he's the only one that comes from truth, and the truth is that we have to support the least and build them up. We've been building the pigs up forever, and they've just been sucking our environment, killing, doing all these destructive forces. And let's try now to build the people who can just take care of their children, get them through school, rebuild the environment. Let's have small farmers. I'm not voting for Hillary. I would love a woman up there, of course. Hopefully, Elizabeth Warren sometime. But her disgraceful, this bill coming up against the Palestinians. It's totally disgraceful. The Palestinians were the ones who gave the Jews a place during World War II. And
thank you so much. I'm going to move on. Beautifully said. Michael in West Hollywood, are you still around?
I'm still here.
Michael, give us yeah, 1 minute, Michael. Who are you for and why?
I'll be the exception to the rule and say Bernie.
you had me.
For all the reasons, there's nothing more that I can say that has not been said. but I know you're pressed for time for a lot of people, so I'll take my remaining 30 seconds to say two things. One, I'd like to know who it was. It was in 1895 in the Jewish Congress. Who turned the phrase anti-Semitic to apply specifically to Jews only? Because Semites, I'm Native American, by the way, Semites are anybody from that neck of the woods who happens to be of the Semitic race. That includes all the Palestinians. That's the first point to make. Okay,
and, so, and that's going to be your point. You scored a good one, Mike. I'm serious. Right, beautifully right, done. Right. All right, you got one more.
Real quickly, one more. I am so appreciative. People are understanding what happened in Libya. If that had been Bush, Rice, Cheney, Rumsfeld, we'd be crucifying them. For the road, the man following you, I know this is going to be last 10 more seconds, the man following you, okay, beneath the surface, was defending the invasion of Libya. And he had a guest on who said, and I'll leave on this, what was going on in the Congo at the time was left unnoticed. Yet, he said, the only reason that we're going after Libya, the only justification is because they're more human than sub-Saharan people who are being butchered right now. That proves that if the Republicans were doing in Libya...
Brother, you did great. Next caller, you did great. Barbara and Gardena. Are you still there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm going to follow the rules. It's Bernie. I changed parties to vote for Bernie. And the reason is because I'm going to vote for anybody except for Hillary Clinton. Okay, my last 30 seconds, I want to say something. When Dean Logan, the registrar, was on, he said that if you're nonpartisan,
right,
and you receive your ballot by mail in order to vote in the Democratic
primary,
you will have to bring in that ballot to exchange it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't bring it with you, you're going to have to vote provisional.
Thank you so much. We got a lot of smart listeners. Great, Barbara. Quick, we're going to get you both. Daniel and Laura. Daniel from Los Feliz. Got 1 minute. We're stretching because we want to get you all in. You've all been great.
Hey, I agree with a lot of what everybody's saying. I'm voting for Bernie as well. I'm in college right now, and it's very difficult for me to work full-time and go to school. It's affecting my grades. I like his views to help out our education in this country. It needs it. And I like the fact that he's addressing issues with climate change. I wish more people would talk about climate refugees, because that's a big a lot of issues that happen throughout the world with conflict. But I want somebody who's going to be there for the youth, the education, and to help people who need a higher wage.
Daniel, you did great. I'm going to move to Laura. Beautiful job. Last caller. Everybody is wonderful. What a great bunch of listeners. Laura in Long Beach, you made it, girl. Go.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Thank you, Mr. Mann. I just want to say that you are, you know, what you eat, and you are who you hang out with. And guess what? You know, Hillary Clinton, she hangs out with, you know, Kissinger, which, I mean, he's a war hawk. And yesterday we celebrated Memorial Day for all those who have fallen, you know, for reasons that some people cannot even comprehend. And a vote for Hillary will be a continuation of that. And that's all I have to say. And I'm a burner, and I'm very proud to support Bernie Sanders. And thank you.
Folks, you should be really proud of KPFK, and I'm very proud of Voices from the Frontline. This is one of, besides what people's opinions were, what an amazingly wonderful group of listeners. Everybody got to the point. Yeah, go, Nina, that's a better one. Eric Mann, you're on Voices from the Frontline. Love to get an email at eric@voicesfromthefrontlines.com. I'm with my buddy Alan Minsky. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you, G. Thank you, Channing. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Pacifica. Take good care. It never gets old. All power to the people. See you next Tuesday. And do vote in the Democratic primary next Tuesday, June 7th.
Yes, regrets. I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do. And saw it through without exemption.